Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. The Pri Chadash continues, and he says that l'chora we can bring a raya that with two kulas that are contradicting each other, we go min hatara l'chumra, because that was his suffik. His suffik was, what is the din? Two kulas that are sosir each other, can you go each one l'kula? Because according to the Rambam, sveka deraisa min hatara l'kula, or no? You go min hachumra, since these two svekas are contradicting each other. If you follow each one, it'll contradict the other. So l'chora, we can bring a raya that we go l'chumra min haTorah from the fact that we say in Perek Bamim Adlikim Shabbos Lamed Hayamid Beis Rabbi Yosef Rav Zvi Dosa Melacha Ben Shnei Ben Hashmashas Chayv Chatas Miman Avshach. If you do Melacha and two Ben Hashmashas is two twilights, your Chayv Chatas Miman Avshach. Rashi explains Miman Avshach. If Ben Hashmashas is Laila, Chayv Al Shel Erev Shabbos. If Ben Hashmashas is really nighttime, then you're chayv on what you did on Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos you did Ben HaShemashos, that's not, one person did Ben HaShemashos, not you, person did Ben HaShemashos, that's nighttime. And when you did on Motzei Shabbos, he's cool, because it's already Motzei Shabbos, ain't no klum. And if Ben HaShemashos is your mama's day, then he's chayv on Motzei Shabbos, because then he did the Malacha during Shabbos, and then when he did on Erev Shabbos, he was cool. And could go into Avidle, Kol Meshach Bein HaShemashos, Telek L'Sfuk, Elahai B'Tchilaso, V'Hai B'Selfo. And somewhere we didn't look at the entire Bein HaShemashos. So you're not choshish that maybe he did them at different times, and therefore you can't say that Meman of Shach, he's over an Isser. Because maybe Hai B'Tchilaso, maybe he did the Malacha on the first Bein HaShemashos at the beginning, and it was still day. And Hai B'Selfo, and he did it in the Motzei Shabbos at the end when it was already night, and therefore he's mutter on both ends. No, if he did it the entire Bein HaShemashos, so then Maman HaShach, if it's day, if you consider Bein HaShemashos day, then at some point, then you know that when he did Bein HaShemashos on Motzei Shabbos, he's over. And if you consider it night at some point in Bein HaShemashos, then you know when he did it on Erev Shabbos, he's over. Now the opinion of Tos increases, Daf Yitzayin Amud Beis, is Shakol Bein HaShemashos Kishela Atzmoi Havalei Kichaticha Achas Bifnei Atzma Lo Kichaticha Achas Mibein Shnei Chatichos Dik Beisura. So Tosis holds that each Bein HaShemashos independently is like one Chaticha. You have a suffix in that one Chaticha, but it's not considered like two Chatichas, where one's a Vadei Yisur. And so it's like all Sveke Yisurim that according to the Rambam is Mutter Min HaTorah. So if we say that even two kulas that are sosir each other are Mutter Min HaTorah, because we view each pu'ula separately, and we're matir, if so, how are we mechayv him achatos when he did a malacha, shnei bein hashmashos is? He's Mutter Min HaTorah to do malacha bein hashmashos, bein berishon, bein b'shnei mikoch sofek. Because it's not considered chaticha achas mibein shtei chatichos dik beisur that we're going to answer. Rather, it's considered two independent sveikas. And if it's two independent sveikas, why can't we be mekel on each one independently? And even if we say that after he already did malach on the first bein hashmashos, now it's also from doing malach on the second bein hashmashos, that since mitchila hitarnu lo mikoyach safik, maybe bein hashmashos is day, that's why it was mutter the first time, now you can't be matir mikoyach safek that Bein HaShemashos is night, because that's a stira gemura. Nevertheless, how are we mechayev machatas? We can't be mechayev more than an Hashem Talui, because the first time we did a malacha beheter, and the shniya kishala atzmo is just a safek. First time is a heter because sveka d'oraisa l'kula min haTorah. That was heter gamur. And then when you look at the second one independently, it's a suffik. Maybe he did a malacha, maybe he didn't do a malacha. Maybe Bein HaShemashos is laila, maybe Bein HaShemashos is yom. So b'machayv b'nashim talui. That maybe he was over an isser the second time. How can you machayv machatis that he was vati over an isser? Ela al korchach vaday mashma, that even according to the Rambam, that dvar Torah kolas fekas shayin v'old mid dvar Torah, all Sveikas are mutter. Nevertheless, when there are two Sveikas that are associated with each other, contradict each other, the Torah wasn't matir. Because originally, from the get-go, from the outset, we discuss, we view these two pu'ulos together. And therefore, it turns out that b'manavshach, Eret Gatina Nisser, he did an Isser. Because either he did an Isser in the first Banish Mashes or in the second Banish Mashes. We view them together. Either it's day or it's night. So if it's day, then he did an Isser in the second Banish Mashes. If it's night, he did an Isser in the first Banish Mashes. On Erev Shabbos. And that's why Ramachayv and Machatas, if he does Malacha B'shnei Banish Mashes, because Banish Mashes are Rishona, it was Taka Asir to do Malacha. It was Asir to do Malacha. Because we view these two pulas together, and we know, sof, he definitely did an Isser. Can't say the first time was Mutter, and the second time is a Safik, means an Hashem Tali, no. We view the two Malachas together, the two Banish Mashes and together, and the Memela, he did a Malacha in one of them. And so he brings, he did a Malacha on Shabbos Vaday. Because either it's day or night, so he either did a Malacha on Leil Shabbos or Motzi Shabbos. First Banish Mashes, the second one, and therefore he brings a Chatas. But that's all the Shitas HaTosis B'Krisus, that it's considered, each Safek is considered Kechaticha Achas B'Fnei Atzma, and not Kechaticha Achas B'Ein Shnei Chatichas Dik B'Yisura. But that's Rashi B'Perek B'Mei Madlikin in Dibur Maschil B'Shleimas, is that on the first Bein Hashmashes, he brings an Hashem Talui. Why does he bring an Hashem Talui on the first Bein Hashmashes? Because it's considered Chaticha Achas Bein Shtei Chatichos. As we consider it Ikbe Yisura. Because there's a Kviyus Issi here, there's a definite Isser. We look at these two Bein Hashmashesim together, and we say that there's a definite Isser here. We consider it Ikbe Yisura. There's a Kviyus Isser. And Mimela on the first Bein Hashmashes, he brings an Hashem Talui. Because it's considered Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichos, where it could be Sura, and therefore he has to bring an Hashem Talui. And so it would appear from the Rambam, Menuch HaShkagas Berachas Halacha Beis, Uvem Shekach Nira Misvara, Shere Yom Chov Yom Shabbos Lefaneinu, Shu Yom Asur Bevadai. We have in front of us a weekday, and we have in front of us a Shabbos. So there's definitely a Shabbos in front of us. So that's a Kviyas Isser. Ikbe Yisura. And according to this, you can't be poshet from here. We can say that the reason we're Mechayev Achatas. If you do a Malacha B'Shnei Bein Hashmashos, because Bein Hashmashos Kama, the first Bein Hashmashos did an Isser. And there's an Hashem Talim in the Torah. And now that he did in the second Bein Hashmashos, Memanav Shachid did a Malacha B'Shabbos. So Memele Shvichai V'chatos, that even the two Pulos are not mitzdaref, that each one of them is considered a Vada Yisr. Akol Panim Bein Shneim B'Yachad Osa Vada Yisr. And that's enough to Mechayv Machatos. When there's only a Safek, and it's not Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos, so you don't have to resur him in front of you. You don't have a Vada, excuse me, you don't have a Vada Yisr in front of you. We can still say that it is Mutter Men HaTorah, even if it's Tarti Disasri, because you can judge each Pu'ula independently. Here, according to Rashi, you can't judge each Pu'ula independently. It's considered Kviyas Isser, because there's a Vaday Shabbos in front of you. Since there's a Vaday Shabbos in front of you, that's considered the Isser's Kavua, just like if you have, for example, two pieces of fat, and one you know is Chelev and one is Shuma. So that's considered, this not a stam suffix, it's kviyas isser. Not that you're misupik on this piece, it's a chelev shum, and you know this chelev in front of you. So that's more chomer, so that's an Hashem talui. So here also, when you have Shabbos in front of you, so that's kviyas isser. And that's why we're more machmir, and we say that he has to bring an Hashem talui the first time, and the second time he has to bring a chatos. Because we view them together, and he definitely did an Isser, that's enough to be Mechayv Machatos. So even if we're not, even if the two Pulos are not Mitzdarif together, that each one should be considered a vaday iser. But al kopanim bein shneim biyachad osa vaday iser. So here you know the guy did a vaday iser, and it's kviyas iser. It's an iser in front of you, Shabbos. But let's say you have a safek, and it's not chaticha, it's mishtei chatichos. There's not a kviya sisser in front of you. Maybe you can judge each pool independently, and the person wouldn't be chayv. For example, when a person has a suffolk mamzer, he wants to marry a mamzeris and a bas Yisrael. So there's no vada yisser in front of you, because when it comes, we view him as when he's married to the mamzeris, that maybe he's a mamzer. And we view him when he's married to a Bas Yisrael, that maybe she's a... that maybe he's kosher. And therefore we're done, each pula together. And it's mutter mena Torah, even if it's tarti desasri. So the Pri Chodesh brings a raya from a Gemara in Shavuos. And Birtos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the next shir, and do we never see that raya? Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.